My name is Ellie Martin. I am 18 years old. Today is April 3rd, 2020, and I'm speaking with Martha Martin, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
I think the person that's been kindest to me in my life is my husband. He's always been supportive of every decision that I've made. Period.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is becoming a mom.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of my most difficult memories is having given birth on Friday, coming home on Monday, and finding out that your dad had lost his job and we had no income.
Do you have any regrets?
I don't believe I have any regrets in my life.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as a good mom, supportive, kind, nurturing, caring.
How has your life been different from what you had imagined?
I had imagined that I would have had more children. I always thought that we would have 6 children, and unfortunately that was not in the plan, God's plan, but we are good just the way we are.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
My marriage, my wedding day.
What are you proudest of in your life?
I'm proudest of my children.
What is your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory of you, I don't think I have one specific favorite memory. I have lots of good memories. I have a funny memory of a lollipop stuck in your hair.
Okay. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
I learned that we are stronger than we think we are. I learned that we are capable of more than we think we are capable of. We are never handed more than we can endure.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
I think my mom has had a big influence in my life. I think that she is a great example of being a mother. I think she's a great example of a faith-filled woman who has a very loving, caring, compassionate heart. And I think that that would be something I would strive to become.
Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
I will always remember my kindergarten teacher, Miss Ferguson. I wasn't very good at speaking English when I started kindergarten, and she was very kind to me.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done? Why haven't you done it?
I can't really think of anything I haven't done that I've wanted to do. I guess maybe skydiving would be something that I wanted to do, but now I think it would be irresponsible and reckless for me to do it at 45.
What does your future hold?
Hopefully lots of successful children with happy families, faith-filled families, lots of grandchildren and success stories and happiness.
What are your hopes for me, for my children?
My hopes for your children would be that they respect you, that they love you, that they listen to you, they admire you.
Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
It was so fast that I was thankful that the delivery went as smooth as it did, because I thought you were going to be born in the car. So it didn't give me much of a chance but to be happy that you were there, safe, healthy, and perfect.
How did you choose my name?
Your name is your aunt's middle name, which is composed of your great-grandmother's first names, Elida and Anna.
What was I like as a baby and as a young child?
You were a perfect baby. You slept well through the night. You didn't cry. You never had terrible twos. You were always very sweet. You were always very kind. You were always very considerate with your siblings.
What were my siblings like?
When?
Now we're growing up.
How were your siblings? Your siblings were supportive. Your siblings, I think, for the most part, you were the one who was neutral and got along with everyone. You just had a toughest time with your sister, I think, because you guys were so close in age and so different in personalities and shared a room.
What were the hardest moments you had when I was growing up?
I think the hardest moment concerning you was that you were always complaining and sad about being small, and that would break my heart because there wasn't anything I could do about it. But I would always get you tested and make sure you were healthy and happy and that you felt confident in who you were.
If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
I don't think I'd raise you differently. I think I raised you to be the way you are. I don't think I would change that.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at Women's Hospital, May 15th, 1974.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Miami, Florida.
What was it like?
It was great. My grandmother lived with us. She would walk me to school in elementary. And then we went to the public high school that was close by.
Did you get into trouble? What was the worst thing you did?
I did not get into trouble. I was a saint.
Do you have any siblings? What were they like growing up?
I have two older siblings. The oldest is a brother, and then a sister who is in the middle. And my brother and I would always get into mischief and goof around, and my sister was always trying to keep us out of trouble and make sure that we were doing what we were supposed to be doing.
Do you have a nickname? How'd you get it?
My nickname is Marty, because my first name is Martha and my middle name is Isabel. So instead of how Latins say the first and last name all together, Marti Isabel, it was shortened to Marti.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
Pretty similar to what I have. I figured my goal was to be a mom and to be able to have a big family. Even though we didn't have as many children as we wanted, we still had 5 healthy, beautiful children. And I think that we live a nice life and have lots of memories and good times together.
Who were your best friends? What were they like?
My best friends in high school. Mm-hmm. My best friends now. My best friend in high school lives in Colorado. She was adventurous and crazy. And my mom wasn't always very fond of her, but we stayed friends and we're still friends to date. My current best friend has had 4 children, and we've kind of raised our children at the same time, so we just share a lot of similar experiences as a mom and an adult.
What is your ethnic background?
I'm Nicaraguan. My dad is from León in Nicaragua, and my mom is from Managua in Nicaragua. And that's about it. Their parents were all Nicaraguan as well, except for my grandfather on my mom's side. He was Italian.
Have you ever been there? What was the experience like?
In Nicaragua? I was in Nicaragua after I was born. My dad was studying at LSU, which is why I was born in Baton Rouge. And after I was born and he finished school at LSU, we moved to Nicaragua, and we were there until 1979. So I was there for 4 years. And I don't remember much